Well, our next guest has dressed up his best ever NHL season when it comes to goal scoring. Currently has 21 goals on the season. That is a new career high. Also, he is yet to miss a game in the National Hockey League. Andrew Ferentz joins, or Andrew Cogliano joins us. Andrew, how you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Well, it's going better for you, Andrew. You know, you'd scored 18 goals in your first 2 years in the NHL, and you know, this year, you've moved to the wing rather than playing center ice predominantly. How much has that move impacted your goal scoring?
You know, I think it's been pretty. I think it's a pretty significant. You know, it gives you an opportunity to, you know, get ahead of the play and. You don't have to worry about things like face-offs or being down low in the defensive zone and battling a lot of the nights. But I think for me, the one thing I've kind of enjoyed about it is that I'm usually first on the forecheck. And with our line, me, Koivu, and Winnick for most of the year, our whole game's been the forecheck. Our whole game's been able to get on loose puck, pressure D, turnover pucks, and create offense. And so it gives me a really good chance to be the first guy and creating pressure where the centerman's usually the last guy coming out of the zone.
Yeah, Andrew, that's what strikes me about the position change. I mean, anybody who's watched you for three shifts understands that speed and the ability to skate is one of your greatest assets. It seems to me, just by the nature of the position, you're turned more loose on the wing than you are at center.
Yeah, you know what, I think I used to always think when I was playing center that it was the better position for me simply because I'd get the puck in the middle of the ice a lot of the nights and a lot of time. I think, you know, you're able to get more speed. When you're on the wing, there are limitations in the neutral zone where you have to stop a lot, where you have to be the guy that's stretching and tipping in pucks and so forth. But I think with our system, a big part of our system is playing fast, is moving the pucks through the neutral zone really quickly and getting on the forecheck. So that's where I think I've used it really to really help my game is I'm able to, you know, kind of anticipate where pucks are going and really just get on my horse and get on the forecheck. So that's, and I strongly believe that's been a huge part of my success the last couple of years with those two guys. You know, we've played together mostly the years I've been there, and you know, we're able to read off each other and create a lot of pressure, which creates a lot of zone time for us.
Andrew Cogliano for the Anaheim Ducks joins us fresh off a victory last night and now with 100 points on the season. Andrew, I do remember when you were in Edmonton and you talked about it, how you really wanted to be a centerman. You felt like that was the best position for you. How did the conversation go when they said you're going to be a winger, and why did you accept it more in Anaheim than maybe you had early in your career?
Yeah, I'm trying to think back to when I did kind of switch or the conversation, but I can't really remember now. You know, I think when Bruce came in, you know what, I felt like my first year in Anaheim, it still was a little bit of a transition with Randy. I didn't feel overly comfortable. And then there was the coaching change where Bruce came in, and I think near the end of the year, I started playing a little bit more wing. And then my second year, you know, I sat down with him and he just thought, listen, he thought I would be better at the wing. He thought I could use my speed more. He thought I could get on the attack more and simply kind of open up my game a bit. And I just kind of, I agreed with him. You know, I thought that, that'd be a good plan for me. I think when I was in Edmonton, I didn't know any different. I played center my whole career. I played in Michigan. I played in junior, and I just didn't know any different. And like I said, I think I was a little bit stubborn in thinking that I wouldn't get the puck with speed in the neutral zone a lot because you're always kind of a little bit stopped sometimes on the wing. But for me now, when I had to play a couple games this year at center, and then now I'm not going to lie, I don't like it at all. Because, you know, you have to play in your end a lot. You have to worry about faceoffs. Like, I see Koivu going against all these guys on faceoffs every night, and I don't miss that, that's for sure, because I don't think that was one of my strong points of my game. So, but I think I was a little bit stubborn in Edmonton just because I didn't know any different. And now when I was opened up to it and opened up how good it could be for my game, it really has helped me.
Andrew, you came into the league with the Oilers, as everybody knows, and you were really good as a young player, and you had a real nice thing going with Robert Nielsen and Sam Gagne. And, you know, back-to-back seasons of 18 goals in this league, in this era, is nothing to sneeze at. But then it dried up for you a little bit. Now you're back on your best pace ever, as Jason mentioned, and maybe you end up the season with, who knows, 25 goals. Is this a matter of, I shouldn't say confidence, because you've shown you can do it before, but the hands seem to be back. What's happening with that?
Yeah, you know what? I think a lot of it is, you know, I wanted, first of all, I worked hard. I think anybody that knows me, I'm very motivated. I'm very motivated to do well. I think that's just who I am as a person. I did feel like things were not going the way I wanted them to. And, you know, I worked a lot this summer, the last couple of summers, with some skills guys. I worked with a guy named, he goes by Yogi. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He's a Czech guy. And he's an assistant coach for the Giants. I worked with him for the last couple of years in Vancouver. And I worked a lot on the mental side of the game. You know, I worked with a guy named Dr. Saul Miller. And it was more getting my head around and getting my confidence back. And I feel like I'm shooting more. You know, I think I'm third on the team in shots this year. Mm-hmm. I felt like I'm getting near the net more, where before I was always looking to pass, before I was always looking to do that. And I'm not going to lie, like I think a huge part of my success has been my line mates. You know, when I play with Saku Koivu for the last 2 years, and even though he's a little older now and maybe offensively isn't as good as before, but he plays the game the right way, and he plays the game so hard and so right that, you know, it forces you to do the right things and it forces you to be in the right positions. And I think that's made me, you know, score more goals. I feel like the confidence the coaches, Bruce has had in me has really helped me. He's put me in very, you know, I wouldn't say overly offensive situations. I haven't played the power play all year. I haven't been on the power play. I can't remember a game where I've started on the power play this year, but I've been a lot of defensive situations, if it's at the end of the game, against top lines, and I don't know. Like I feel like I'm a little bit more hungry to score now. I feel like I'm in a mode where, you know what, I feel like I can do it and I want to do it. So I think that's kind of what it's been. It's tough for me to describe it, but I think at the end of the day, I've worked hard to get myself where I am right now.
Andrew Cogliano joins us. You talked about the mental side of the game, Andrew, and you know what? That's the one thing that I don't care any stat you look at, it's never going to talk about. It's impossible, and it's such an important part of the game, is just that confidence. And you know, you were always an elite player. You go to the World Juniors, you're a first round draft pick, you come into the NHL, and scoring 18 goals as a rookie is a pretty good season. So even for that, people would say, well, he shouldn't never not have confidence, but it doesn't work that way. You know, you go a few years, you don't score. What was one of the specific things you worked on to regain your confidence from a mental standpoint?
I think a lot of it is just to go through what I've done in my career and acknowledge that I'm a good player. I think sometimes I feel like in this league, when things don't go well, the games pile up and they pile up and they pile up, and it's almost like you can't stop it. And for me, I've done a better job of slowing things down. You know, I feel like now instead of before, I would come into games and be a little bit nervous of doing well. And when it didn't go well, it was like things hit a real bad kind of part of my season. Where now I feel like I'm taking one game at a time. I look at each game as an individual game. I prepare for it. I have a good preparation, and I focus on that. And then I focus on the next game and so forth. But I also feel like I've done a really good job of, I feel like when I was younger in my career, if I had a bad game, if I was a minus one, minus two, my next game, I would really focus on offensively coming out and being like, I gotta score tonight. I gotta get a couple points because I want to even out, or I want to get on the plus side of things, where now it's the complete opposite for me. For example, I was minus one. We played Florida. I was a minus one. We lost 6-2. We won 6-2, and my mindset was the next game was, you know, come out, focus on playing two ways, being good positionally on my end, being strong, being physical, and going from there. And I ended up scoring the game winner, and I had a strong game as the game went on. I feel like my patience as a player has been better because I'm able to, if things don't go well early, I'm able to sustain it longer in the game, where I think younger, I would kind of lose it if I didn't do well early in the game.
Yeah, that's interesting, Andrew. One thing, too, you talked about shooting. I'm just looking at some of your more advanced numbers. You've now already, with 10 games to play, equaled your career high for shots in a season, in case you keep track of things like that. So you will set a record that way. The one thing I wanted to touch on, you know, just the team. Let's look at that. It seems so obvious, but there were nights here where if you were Sam, or for a little stretch there, Robert, or one or two guys weren't going, the Oilers weren't going to score goals. Let's face it. It wasn't a very good team. Guys did the best they could, but it wasn't a very good team. You're on a real good team now, and you're a real change-up to some of those big, strong bodies. Perry, Getzlaff, we all know the names. That's just walking into the rink every day feeling like you got a real good chance to win. Has to help every guy in that room.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised I didn't say that already. It's completely different, to be honest. It's when you're on a good team, everyone's going to look good, or pretty much all the guys. I think that's something that I've noticed. It's very unlikely to find a guy in our team right now where you're saying he's having a terrible year. There's no mm-hmm. You have guys on our fourth line that have almost 30 points. You have guys some nights, like last night, Matt Beleski and Dan Winnick were healthy scratches, where on any other team, they'd be playing. Some nights we have a guy, Paul Mary, not playing. So the depth of our team is incredible, and I think it adds to the guys just playing well. But the team doing well is it adds another element to you just succeeding, and I think that's what's kind of going on with me. I think you see, you have Perry and Getzlaff, who they're obviously the main guys on the team, and they're scoring. But I think what's been good about our team is that you have guys that have been stepping up and creating more offense. And, you know, those guys obviously have the tough matchups. So when you're on the road, you have the other guys that, you know, they're good players that maybe don't get the tougher matchups and they're able to do well. But when the team's doing well and when the team's a good team, you just feel better about yourself. The being at the rink is different than when you're on a losing team. You have more confidence. You want to do well, and you want to kind of, not in a bad way, but outperform other guys on the team because, you know, there's that, you know, competitiveness about the team because you want to do well. So it's been very good for that, and that's one thing I've noticed the last couple of years.
Andrew, definitely, I don't believe in jinxes, so me asking you about this shouldn't jinx it. You've never missed a game in your NHL career. And I remember when you were in Edmonton the 1 year, I think you were taking sticks in the face almost every second game. Your lip was an absolute mess. You were losing teeth. But you never have missed a game. Do you have any special thing that you attribute that to at all? Because you're not a big guy, right? So it's not like your body should be able to handle more punishment than others. Why such a healthy resume so far?
I don't know. I think, you know, I take care of myself off the ice in terms of, you know, off ice workouts, and especially during the summer. And you know, I do a lot of preventative stuff. I try to stay away from, do things that help me stay away from injuries that are common with hockey players. I think that's one thing that I take pride in, and I have a good routine. There's not a day, you know, guys rip me all the time and give me crap about all the stuff I do in terms of rolling out and stretching and all that, but
yeah,
it is what it is. I feel like it helps me, and it helps me stay on the ice. But you know what? I think a lot of it's luck. At the end of the day, I think a lot of it's that. I've taken a number of pucks to the face. I took another one this year where it was 20 stitches, but I think at the end of the day, it's luck, and I also believe I take care of myself the right way.
Well, Andrew, you're doing great. It's always good to catch up with you. Great seeing you have success. 21 goals, by the way, all on even strength, none on the power play. Only one guy in the NHL is in a similar boat as you, and that's Brad Marchand in Buffalo, in Boston. Both of you have 21 goals, none on the power play. So you're definitely scoring where it's a little bit harder. Do you ever jokingly ask your coach for a little PP time?
I do sometimes, but, you know, he kind of looks at me and he agrees with me and never comes out of it. So one of these days, maybe.
Well, Andrew, we'll see you down at the Rick. Continue success.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.